I think we'll bring Kathleen in here. Kathleen, thanks for joining us. Hello, Kathleen.
Hello, Sean. Nice to be here this morning.
It's lovely to see you. And to Mary as well, your daughter Mary, who's joining us in the studio. Thanks, Mary.
No bother, Sean. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks, Mary. Now, Kathleen, this time last year, I was talking to Paddy Blaney about palliative care, hospice care, and you didn't know then what you know now.
No, I certainly didn't, and had absolutely no idea what was coming around the corner for me.
So what was happening this time last year, would you say? Can you remember, like, what was going on in your life?
Probably life, as we would call normal, was just continuing, and you were doing your everyday works, and probably I began to feel like something just wasn't quite right. That would have been round about the month of March of this year. And it was simple things, like everyday things, like driving a car, trying to figure out why did it not work the way you felt it should do. And then with some interventions through the medical people, I began to discover then that I was having symptoms that were very like vertigo, and but didn't seem to make an awful lot of sense at the same time. And in the month of March, I had to go to Beaumont Hospital in Dublin for further tests, and they would have shown that I had a brain tumour that was looking very like it was going to be an incurable one, which was a huge shock for me and my family at the time. But the support and just the absolute dedication of so many people and palliative care, which I only began to hear those words about at the time. They were initially scary words for me because I thought palliative care meant the end of everything. But it is by no means the end of anything. It is by every means the help and the dedication and the love of so many people. So many people with a hand out to help. So many people giving of their time so willingly and so voluntarily that I was myself and my family have been absolutely overwhelmed by kindness, prayer, so much. Palliative care is the beginning of so much. It is the beginning of a different way of living your life where you trust implicitly everybody around you who are there with a helping hand. Not alone your family, but people you don't even know. And you're so taken by this. Palliative care is such a huge name, a huge umbrella, and it is so positive.
And whenever you, Kathleen, were told that you had this brain tumour mm-hmm. and that it wasn't going to be curable, mm-hmm. You'd gone from somebody living a normal life mm-hmm. to getting a bit dizzy.
Yeah.
And then within a few weeks being told, there's not a lot we can do for this. I mean, how difficult? I mean, obviously they were honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, did you say, I want you to tell me what's exactly the truth? Or did you make it easier for them to tell you that? Or
The first words were quite negative. The first diagnosis words were quite negative in their sounding, but out of that negative came a more positive, because I tried my best to hold on to the positive parts that were coming, as in, we will do everything we can for you. And if I was not going to allow them to do everything they could for me, there wasn't much point in thinking about other things. So I had to think about the positive. I had to see the positive, because these people had faith and I had faith in them.
And I'm sure your thoughts turned to your family when you were told straight away, because you start then to think about your children and how are they going to feel as a mother. Yes. And your...
Yes. And as the time went on, I began to learn more about the actual hospice movement here in Donegal and the palliative care movement of, on a Wednesday, they have a day where you go to their centre.
Thursday.
Sometimes it makes the days up a wee bit. Yep. But you go there and they bring you through nice things like having reflexology and having your nails painted or something that makes you feel yourself and you don't have to be anybody else.
How does that now, because it seems small, I know that mm-hmm. this is important to you because I'm listening and I'm watching you, but it would seem small compared to the dramatic thing that's happened in your life and the disappointment at having this condition and, you know, you're young and all of that, and yet you say somebody doing your nails at a point like that means a lot.
It means a huge amount because it means... you feel you are that same person you were before you were sick. And that's the part you have to hold on to. That is the part that is worth holding on to. Because if you let go of that, you let go of everything.
Are you in pain?
No.
Have you been in pain?
Very, very little initially. But pain is very well controlled with palliative care. It is all the time monitored. And if you need anything, it is so quickly attended to. And the doctors and nurses and the volunteers that give of their time, nobody would leave you in any distress. So you don't have to be in distress.
Now, Mary's here. Hi, Mary, again. Hi. Thanks, Mary, for being here. And you came back when you heard about Mum's condition, you want to be with Mum from London. How hard was it for you to hear that news initially?
Well, I was sitting at my desk in my office, and at lunchtime I got a call from Mum to say, "Who's with you?" And I thought, oh, this isn't good. And because I knew she'd been in hospital for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And she says that they've got this scan results back and they said it's potentially very serious. And at 6 o'clock that evening, I was on a flight home. And I've been pretty much home since. I mean, I've now moved home. I mean, that's a whole other saga. But, you know, but to be here, to be with Mum, you know, not wasting time. And
spending every day an hour.
That's it, yeah.
That just felt so important for you.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And how have you dealt with it personally? I mean, I know that really you don't sometimes have time for yourself because you're so busy looking after Mum and wanting to be with Mum. And what about your own experience? How, for instance, how is the palliative care that your mother's getting helped you?
Oh, it's been phenomenal. Like, I remember it was probably the middle of the summer. It was after Mum's treatment had finished in Dublin, and the GP kind of said, you know, maybe you should get in contact with the palliative team. And initially I thought, but she's not going to die yet, you know. And she says, no, what it is, she says, at first it will be comfort care, and it's to make your mum's life as comfortable as physically, humanly possible. And so we got in contact, and we had our fabulous hospice nurse came down to the house with the doctor at the time. And you know, a few days later we had an occupational therapist come down to the house to see, you know, how can we make the house work best, you know. The stairs were becoming difficult, so, you know, basically life had to move to downstairs, and they couldn't have given us any more than what they have to in terms of equipment, beds, chairs, everything that's needed. And that made life instantly so much easier for Mum, and indeed for everyone. You know, I mean, it's been very, very difficult, and like some days, you know, it's kind of water off a duck's back. You just kind of get on with it because you don't have a choice. Like, yeah, you could sit in the corner cry all day, but that's going to get you nowhere, and it's not going to make sort of your time worthwhile.
You've done that as well, of course.
Yeah, done that, been there, done that. But like we have a tremendous family. Mum is one of eight siblings, and every one of them are phenomenal. Mm. And indeed Dad's family as well. And I have brother and sister, and they are all doing as much as they can when they can. And obviously Dad's at home as well, so it's.
And how's Dad doing?
Ah, he's good days and bad days, wouldn't you say, Mum? But yeah.
He's hanging in there as best he can.
He's hanging in there.
Yeah.
You know, when you're given something like this, you don't have any option but for life to continue. And you know, as Dad said in the beginning, he says, we didn't get good news. You know, the diagnosis that Mum got, it wasn't like, let's try this treatment and let's try that treatment and let's try that and maybe, or, you know, maybe something will work. They did treatment purely for the purposes of just holding things back for a while. But we didn't get good news. So we've had to be incredibly realistic from the get-go. But we can't live every day that, you know, like... You know, is today going to be the day that it's going to happen? Because you can't live like that, because you'd crack up. And even, you know, for the last week, Mum has been in the hospice, and the nurses and the doctors and the extra staff that are all there, and, you know, the volunteers that come in for the daycare services, you know, it's really...
They try to make your life as fun as they can for you. And it's amazing how much fun we have there on days where we're all gathered together and you're having crack with each other or figuring out how to do something. It might be some wee craft thing that you've decided you're going to make as a wee group together, and you just get on with it, and it just is like a wee life of its own.
It's like nobody's sick, everyone's just being
normal.
You appreciate
where you are.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, obviously, when you get a diagnosis as catastrophic as that in your life, and let's be honest about it, you know, and because nobody wants that.
Mm-hmm.
How does it make you feel about day-to-day life after that, and the time, the minutes, the hours that you have now?
I don't think you count the hours and the minutes the same way as what you did. Maybe for a wee while you think, should we not be doing this or should we not be doing that? There is no pattern. Like, what are we all doing? We're all doing our best. And the hospice movement maybe moves it all into a more organised, if organised is the right word, organised but doable way of life. For you and the people around you.